WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Francine takes aim at Louisiana. The National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan on what to expect along the coast.
We could see considerable flash and urban flooding, especially in areas where you're getting the storm surge as well. The combination of the heavy rainfall flooding in addition to the storm surge could create even higher water levels.
One man has been arrested for allegedly sparking California's Lyme wildfire. San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus.
About 73,000 complete structures have been threatened by this fire. And when that translates to our citizens in this county, approximately 100,000 citizens.
Today, the U.S. remembers 9/11. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
No words can take away your grief. No amount of time can make sense of the worst terrorist attack in American history.
23 years ago, hijacked planes hit the Pentagon, the World Trade Center towers, and plunged into a field in Pennsylvania. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest Marquette poll is trending for Kamala Harris. She leads Donald Trump by 4 points among likely Wisconsin voters. The race was dead even a month ago. Poll director Charles Franklin.
These changes are all inside that margin of error. But having said all of that, other things look like Harris is in a little bit better shape this time than last time.
The poll was taken before last night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. People in Wisconsin have lower concentrations of forever chemicals in their blood than people in other states. That's according to a newly published PFAS study from the University of Wisconsin. The study finds people who eat more fish have the highest levels. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Advocacy groups had filed a Title IX complaint against Kettle Moraine Schools. The argument is that the district is not doing enough to shield transgender students from bullying. It stems from the district's decision to wait for legal clarity on President Biden's proposed Title IX changes before implementing new policies. It's a day of remembrance across the country, with one local community displaying a piece of the World Trade wreckage. In Racine County, Burlington proudly hosts a piece of the World Trade Center as a memorial to the tragic events of September 11, 2001. The memorial is located at the Gateway Technical College Hero Center on McKenna Parkway. There have been several 9/11 memorials in southeastern Wisconsin today. Waukesha needs a new rep. District 3 Alderwoman Cassie Rodriguez has resigned from the Waukesha Common Council, citing time constraints due to her new career. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Game 2 in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a 6-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. Coach Matt LaFleur said they are getting Willis ready for Indianapolis on Sunday.
You got to play to your players' strengths, so it's our job to try to come up with whatever we come up with in order to put him in a position to be successful.
It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Looking into Friday, a few more clouds, highs in the upper 70s. Then a chance of showers from Friday night through the weekend, highs upper 70s. It's 82 right now.
In a hurry, pop in at Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 gas station in Waukesha, where you'll find gas, coffee, soda, snacks, and even alcohol, and serving food from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a breakfast burrito or biscuit sandwich. How about a delicious Hunt Brothers pizza or juicy Cooper's Express fried chicken? Chicken sandwich with pepper gravy, wings, tenders, fish, or shrimp with all your favorite sides. Stop in or order ahead at 262-933-4747. Hop and Shop in Waukesha.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'll talk about the phenomenon of post-summer gelato. And I welcome the band Cat and the Hurricane, who will tell us all about their Midwestern tour.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Matt Rothschild sitting in the studio with me, the WAUK studios, just working the board, working the sound, working overtime today, the day after.
Taxing my poor little brain.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I know you had to listen to a lot of Trump. We appreciate your hard work. It was tough. It was tough. We're going to get to some callers, so be patient. We promise, 855-752-4842. You know, we try to have fun, Matt, but sometimes there's serious issues. And some of those issues are like, you know, who won the election?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any regrets for your action or lack of action on January 6th? Again, a horrific response from Trump.
On both questions.
On both questions. We have the whisker. Let's hear. And again, I think ABC did a fine job. I know people are mad, but you can't please everybody. I know that. But let's hear the whisker question.
In the past couple of weeks leading up to this debate, you have said, quote, you lost by a whisker, that you, quote, didn't quite make it, that you came up a little bit short. Are you now acknowledging that you lost in 2020?
No, I don't acknowledge that at all.
But
I said that sarcastically.
That.
You know that. It was said, oh, we lost by a whisker. That was said sarcastically. Look, there's so much proof. All you have to do is look at it. And they should have sent it back to the legislatures for approval. I got almost 75 million votes, the most votes any sitting president has ever gotten. I was told if I got 63, which was what I got in 2016, you can't be beaten.
Yeah, but Biden got more.
Yeah,
I know this idea that somehow we was cheated because he exceeded the expectations in vote getting meant that he was robbed. I mean, it's just absurd.
I had an advisor tell me that if I met this mark, I'd win the election. Man, you know, David Plouffe came on the Devil's Advocates back in 16 and guaranteed us a Hillary victory. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on.
I mean, she did get more votes. Let's let's remember.
She literally did win the popular vote.
She literally did win the popular vote.
But this continual denialism on Trump's part about the 2020 election, it's not only embarrassing. I mean, it's delusional. It's un-American. I mean, they talked about the 60 judges. Kamala Harris did in her response.
Mm-hmm.
Decisions all ruling against him. And he said those were just technicalities, which is false, too. I mean, the guy will not recognize the reality that we live in because his ego is too big. It won't let him accept defeat. I mean, he's the biggest poor loser in the history of American politics.
I mean, he would be if he ever lost anything ever.
Right, but you know, Donald Trump is never wrong.
Never wrong, always wins. And he went into the spin room last night. I mean, I don't know
if
you folks know how this works. You know, I found out a little bit about this over the years. You know, after something like this, you go out and you send your surrogates to the spin room, and they tell you all about. We had one on yesterday. Kevin Munoz came on yesterday. Mm-hmm. Surrogate mm-hmm. for the Harris-Walz campaign. Like, you send Kevin out to the spin room and they'll talk to the press and they're going to spin it. You know, hey, this is how great it was. No, Trump, the candidate himself, went out there.
Yeah, Kamala Harris didn't go out there. No. You know, Governor Shapiro was out there and some other folks were out there, but she didn't need to go out there.
No, she did
knew
her
she
thing.
Had won it.
Yes, yes. It's an act of desperation. But to your point, Matt, it is, it's one thing to cheat at golf. You know, it's another thing to say you won an election that you obviously did not win. And he continues to say that today. And I wonder for all the Republicans out there that aren't the Cheneys, you know, the rhinos that are the Cheneys or the Paul Ryans or the Mitt Romneys or, you know, go down the list of any quote unquote traditional GOP congressman or senator that has ever been, that has now been ostracized from what has become the mega party. What attracts you to that? How could you support someone who will do anything to win, including lie, cheat, steal? And people, you know, listened to him, believed him. They are now, you know, doing jail sentences. People got killed. You know, he has yet to face the consequences of these, of his actions on January 6th. And for a big reason, because he's Donald Trump.
He's never faced the consequences of anything he's ever done wrong in his whole life because he's a little rich kid who's able to, you know, buy off people and have his lawyers scare people and bully people and get his way.
Well, he did get the conviction, you know, 34 convictions, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So he'll be sentenced next month after the election. I don't know how that's not, any one of these issues would be a deal breaker for me. You know,
sure.
I mean, I can't even say if it were the other way around. We acknowledged when we saw Joe Biden's poor performance on that debate, and we were stunned, we were mm-hmm. shocked. Mm-hmm. I know some of our Republican friends actually called us, hey, Joe's going to bow out, and it's going to be Kamala Harris or Michelle Obama. But you know, they didn't know. But it was, you know, so. But we dealt with it, and the campaign, you know, the politics, the Democratic Party, they hashed it out. This is the new thing. We went through our pain and our consternation about that bad performance, and now the Republicans are going through the same thing. But it's, you know, they were cheated, or Kamala got the questions.
Oh, yeah,
or
it was rigged,
It was rigged. It was 3-on-1. ABC, their FCC regulated. You know, Trump said, I believe it was today or maybe last night in the spin room, that they're, you know, they have to have a license to do that. Maybe they should, you know, have that license pulled. What? Because you got fact-checked on some asinine, provably false things?
Doesn't believe in freedom of speech, evidently. There goes the First Amendment. I mean, he says he doesn't care about the Constitution. There you go.
There you mm-hmm. go. Mm-hmm. So in that vein, the January 6th question, and I think, Jess, you pointed this out, put it at the top of the list, and it's something that we all should be very, very, very concerned about. And Trump had an opportunity to put his spin on it, to tell people what he did or where he was at. I always wonder, what was Trump doing for over 3 hours while his supporters attacked the Capitol, they attacked police, crapped all over the walls? So let's hear the question and the answer.
We have an election in just 56 days. And I want to talk about the peaceful transfer of power, which, of course, we all know is a cornerstone of our democracy and the role of a president in a moment of crisis. Mr. President, on January 6th, you told your supporters to march to the Capitol. You said you would be right there with them. The country and the world saw what played out of the Capitol that day, the officers coming under attack. Aides in the West Wing say you watched it unfold on television off the Oval Office. You did send out tweets, but it was more than 2 hours before you sent out that video message telling your supporters to go home. Is there anything you regret about what you did on that day?
You just said a thing that isn't covered. Peacefully and patriotically, I said during my speech, not later on. Peacefully and patriotically. And nobody on the other side was killed. Ashley Babbitt was shot by an out-of-control police officer.
F the police,
that should have never, ever shot her.
She was just protecting.
It's a disgrace. But we didn't do this group of people that have been treated so badly. I ask, what about all the people that are pouring into our country and killing people?
Tangent.
She allowed to pour in. She was the border czar. Remember that. She was
January
the border czar. She doesn't
Trump.
Want to be called the border czar because she's embarrassed by the border. In fact, she said at the beginning, I'm surprised you're not talking about the border yet. That's because she knows what a bad job they've done.
Total deflection.
What about those people?
What about those people?
What are they going to be prosecuted?
What
are these people from countries all over the world, not just South America? They're coming in from all over
Question
the
was
world,
January
David,
6th.
All over the world. And crime rates are down all over the world because of it.
But let me just
ask you. One of those people going to be prosecuted?
Yeah.
One of the people that burned down Minneapolis going to be prosecuted? Or in Seattle? They went into Seattle. They took over a big percentage of the city of Seattle. When are those people going to be prosecuted?
But let me just ask you.
You might ask her that question.
You were the president. You were watching it unfold on television. It's a very simple question as we move forward toward another election. Is there anything you regret about what you did on that day? Yes,
I had nothing to do with that other than they asked me to make a speech. I showed up for a speech. I said, I think it's going to be big. I went to Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington, D.C., and the mayor put it back in writing, as you know. I said, you know, this is going to be a very big rally or whatever you want to call it. And again, it wasn't done by me. It was done by others. I said, I'd like to give you 10,000 National Guard or soldiers. They rejected me. Nancy Pelosi rejected me.
Not
it
true.
Was just 2 weeks ago, her daughter has a tape of her saying she is fully responsible for what happened. They want to get rid of that tape. It would have never happened if Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington did their jobs. I wasn't responsible for security. Pelosi was responsible.
Commander-in-Chief.
She didn't do her job.
The question was about you as president, not about former Speaker Pelosi. But I do want Vice President Harris to respond here.
I was at the Capitol on January 6th.
Yep.
I was the vice president-elect. I was also an acting senator. I was there. And on that day, the president of the United States incited a violent mob to attack our nation's capital, to desecrate our nation's capital. On that day, 140 law enforcement officers were injured, and some died. And understand, the former president has been indicted and impeached for exactly that reason. But this is not an isolated situation. Let's remember Charlottesville, where there was a mob of people carrying tiki torches, spewing anti-Semitic hate. And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side. Let's remember that when it came to the Proud Boys, a militia, the president said, the former president said, stand back and stand by. So for everyone watching who remembers what January 6th was, I say, we don't have to go back. Let's not go back. We're not going back. It's time to turn the page. And if that was a bridge too far for you, well, there is a place in our campaign for you to stand for country, to stand for our democracy, to stand for rule of law, and to end the chaos, and to end the approach that is about attacking the foundations of our democracy because you don't like the outcome. And be clear on that point. Donald Trump, the candidate, has said in this election there will be a bloodbath if this and the outcome of this election is not to his liking. Let's turn the page on this. Let's not go back. Let's chart a course for the future and not go backwards to the past.
Great answer.
Wow.
I mean, there is a place for you. There she was reaching out to the independents, to the moderate Republicans, to the people who are undecided, and even to some people who may be in the Trump camp who are now wondering whether they really belong there.
A place for you in our campaign, love of country, democracy,
rule
of law. I remember a time when Republicans embraced those very words.
Well, they don't now. Not if they're in the MAGA Trump crowd.
Not if you're a MAGA Trumper.
And what was Trump's emblem there? The buck doesn't stop with me.
Wasn't me.
Says the buck stops with me.
They asked me to make a speech. It was always they. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Come back with more of your calls.
This is the Shaw, WAUK. Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Hanging out with Matt Rothschild at the WAUK studios here in Waukesha, Wisconsin, talking about the day after. Going to get to some of your calls as well. I think the most important stuff, Matt, and we're talking about the fabric of our democracy. You can't talk about what the tax rate should be. You can't talk about immigration. Hell, you can't talk about anything if you do not have a functioning democracy, if you do not have candidates and people in this country that understand and believe in the foundational principles of this country. it really boils down to a basic thing. We can't even get to the rest of those topics if we don't protect this country.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important that, you know, we have Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney on Team Harris. I mean, it shocks me to say I'm in favor of Dick Cheney, who I have... despised for his policies, especially for overseeing the torture program in the Iraq war.
War criminal!
And launching us into that Iraq war and unleash lies. But look, this is where we are in this country.
Yeah.
It's a referendum on democracy. Are you in favor of democracy or not? Do you think what happened on January 6th was a cool thing or just one of the worst things that ever happened to this country?
Or a trial run.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's just, prologue. But look at there is a coalition from Dick Cheney to Bernie Sanders here.
Right.
If you are on that continuum, you should go out and vote for Kamala Harris and save our democracy. And then we can arm wrestle over all these other issues afterwards. But look, this guy is in clear and present danger to our democracy. Anyone who watched last night has got to believe that. If you see how he responded to the question on January 6th, first is denialism. About the election and then him.
Whataboutism?
Not taking any responsibility at all. First, I thought it was just cowardly and embarrassing, but it's also him being a traitor and not acknowledging his treasonous actions. And he's got to have, there's got to be responsibility for that. We can take responsibility for that at the ballot box. Yes. We don't have to wait for Jack Smith. Who knows what's going to happen there?
Yeah.
We need to act as citizens of a democracy to preserve our democracy on November 5th. And that's why I'm hoping everyone's going to do that. And, you know, drag your relatives, drag your friends to the polls on this one.
There's a place in our campaign for you. She's talking to you, Republicans. She's talking to you, MAGAs, who maybe have a problem. I mean, you imagine if Barack Obama tried to stay in office for a third term. I mean, the righties would just go absolutely nuts. There's just so many examples of how it's so obviously not okay. Yet in some way, somehow they continue, at least the mega faithful continue to justify this action, you know, really in some of the same ways Trump does. Oh, they just asked me to be there. Well, oh, I had nothing to do with it. I was just giving a speech. You know, come on, man. You're the president of the United States telling people come down will be wild. Tell them you're going to march with you over to the Capitol. I mean, and he acts like he was just, you know, walking around, bumped into somebody and gave a speech at the Starbucks.
Right. It's just, you know, all right, I'm president. They're going to wheel me out and I got to give my third speech of the day today. No, this was part of the whole conspiracy to overturn the fair elections that we had.
And that he continues to deny that he lost.
Yeah, and he also denied that he said bloodbath. He did say there's going to be a bloodbath
and
if he doesn't
reference
win.
Blood many times, certainly with regards to the auto industry, but he also with regards to his efforts to mass deportation, that it will be, blood was exactly the term. I don't want to speak out of term, but he's referenced, you know, kind of vile and violent kind of operations.
He has a fascination with violence.
Or Viktor Orban, man, he really, really likes us.
He's a big, strong man.
I was waiting for some Kim Jong-il, but he did say North Korea. He mentioned that as well. And I got to be honest, when he went to the immigration and they're eating your pets, I knew it was coming. I could see him stewing. And I was at this party last night, like probably, 60 seconds prior to it. I'm like, he's going, they're going to eat the animal. And I was calling it. And then he finally hit it. I was like, yes.
I was doing the same thing in my car.
I mean, for people who weren't tuned in to what he was talking about, that was total nonsense. That was impossible to follow. And it was just craziness on display. But, for the people who are...
And racist.
I mean, his racist appeals, were there. And he kind of shrugged off, is she black? Is she Indian? I don't care.
Again, one of those things, as our caller Tom mentioned, listening to it versus seeing it. The vitriol in his face when he was challenged on that. Oh, he was mad. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what she calls herself. And what she puts out. Didn't he say that? I'll say that. Oh yeah, he was. He was.
I had that. You got that too,
right?
And he was going there.
He went. He went there. I mean, he went there.
People didn't pick up on that.
Ah,
my son picked up on it.
You want to hear it?
We have it.
We have it.
Let's hear it.
Mr. President, you recently said of Vice President Harris, quote, "I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago, when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black." I want to ask a bigger picture question here tonight. Why do you believe it's appropriate to weigh in on the racial identity of your opponent?
I don't, and I don't care. I don't care what she is.
He did.
I don't care. You make a big deal out of something. I couldn't care less. Whatever she wants to be is okay with me.
Oh, thank you.
But those were your words, so I'm asking.
I don't know. I mean, all I can say is I read where she was not black, that she put out, and I'll say that. And then I read that she was black.
Go.
And that's okay. Either one was okay with me. That's up to her.
And do we have her response to that? I believe she said something about a tragedy.
I don't think I have that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. Very timely. 855-752-4842. Let's get to some very patient callers. Don from the MKE, you're up. Welcome, Don. What do you got?
Thank you for taking my call, Don. Kamala exposed this man. He is a loose cannon. He should never be allowed to be in the White House. Look, he can't even remember that he said he lost the election by a whisker. And eating cats and dogs, really? No, this man, I believe he has onset Alzheimer's. His father died from it in his 80s. And you don't want that man anywhere near the White House. She proved it by his silly answers. So that's my comment for today.
Don,
thank you.
Hang on a second, Don. I appreciate your comments regarding Donald Trump. But let's talk about the candidate. Let's talk about Kamala Harris. Contrast and compare that for me, Don. How does she come off to you?
Well, I'll tell you, to be honest with you, I had a little argument at the beginning with your former teammate Mike there. I didn't like the idea that Biden was being replaced because I didn't think she had any experience. Yeah. I think, oh my God. So this was a pleasant surprise to me.
Yeah.
So anyhow, thanks for taking my call.
All right, Don. Appreciate it. I think, to Don's point, I think there's a lot of folks out there, if you're tuning in for the first time, not everyone does it, man. They're buried it all the time. What a great job interview, man.
Yeah, she did. She's done a series of great job interviews since Biden dropped out. I've been just ecstatically impressed with how she's performed. I mean, she's super smart. She's super prepared. She's temperamentally well-suited to it. And Trump is obviously temperamentally unfit. With the things he says make him even more unfit. And his actions on January 6th totally disqualify him. So, the contrast couldn't have been greater. And it was thoroughly satisfying
it
to watch.
It certainly was. The Dom Salvia Show, certainly satisfying to listen to. 855-752-4842. More satisfying when you join us after the break.
Lost by a whisker.
The Shaw, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Kamala Harris won last night's debate, not just on style, but also on substance.
There are a number of issues that people really care deeply about that Harris spoke to in a really substantive way. And I think we saw Donald Trump, you know, just constantly falling back into conspiracy-laden nonsense.
Schaefer says Trump played to his base of supporters while Harris spoke more effectively to swing voters. People in Wisconsin have a chance to see the Northern Lights again tonight and tomorrow night. NOAA is predicting a minor geomagnetic storm. Unfortunately, it's also forecast to be too cloudy in Wisconsin for skygazers here to get a good look. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Home sales in southeastern Wisconsin hit a low in August not seen since the Great Recession. Home sales dropped 3% year over year across the 7-county region. Ozaukee County went the other way, seeing a 7% increase. The biggest decline was in Kenosha County at 8%. There was a 3% drop in Racine County. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors attributes the decline mainly to the lack of attractive listings, with rising interest rates also contributing to the slowdown. Following concerns raised by the sheriff, some Dodge County clerks have decided against using absentee ballot drop boxes. WisPolitics first reported that Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmid urged clerks to avoid ballot boxes to prevent perceptions of voter fraud. Several Waukesha County communities have decided against using the ballot drop boxes, while clerks in Racine and Milwaukee will be using them. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles, WAUK News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. I almost feel sorry for the Kardashians. They just want to be left alone, but attention seems to find them. Take Dream Kardashian, for example. She's had a really big week, making her modeling debut, walking the runway with sass and attitude, creating a new Instagram page, and recently releasing her first single, a saucy tune called Besties Do It Better. The really amazing part? She's 7 and in second grade. Oh, but don't worry, there is serious parental oversight. Dream's parents are Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian, the youngest and chubbiest of the Kardashian brood. I'll just leave you with a sample size of the lyrics for Besties Do It Better. It's Dream, I'm on the scene, and I'm the queen. There's no time to be mean. Besties do it better. That's my friend forever. I want my friend forever. Besties do it better. Her parents are terrible songwriters. They should have asked Uncle Kanye for help. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Looking into Friday, a few more clouds, highs in the upper 70s. Then a chance of showers from Friday night through the weekend, highs upper 70s. It's 82 right now.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, back to the program. Your calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Talk or text, hit us up. Matt Rothschild in the box with me, Jess in the studio. Thank you, everyone. Donald Trump, we talked about this clip earlier. I think it has something to do with one of the other rants he went on, Matt. But he always talks about, well, I had the most, received the most votes of any sitting Republican president ever, which is a totally meaningless statistic if somebody else gets more votes than you.
Right.
I found the most pine cones of anyone on my street.
Until my little neighbor friend comes over and he can find more.
Exactly. Really? This is how we're doing it. And Harris, with style, with moxie, with grace, explained it to Trump and to the audience. Cut number 9, if you would, please, Jess.
Donald Trump was fired by 81 million people. So let's be clear about that. Yeah. And clearly he is having a very difficult time processing that.
Yes, he is.
But we cannot afford to have a president of the United States who attempts, as he did in the past, to upend the will of the voters in a free and fair election. And I'm going to tell you that I have traveled the world as vice president of the United States, and world leaders are laughing at Donald Trump. I have talked with military leaders, some of whom worked with you, and they say you're a disgrace.
Oh.
And when you then talk in this way, in a presidential debate, and deny what over and over again are court cases you have lost because you did, in fact, lose that election, it leads one to believe that perhaps we do not have in the candidate to my right the temperament or the ability to not be confused about fact. That's deeply troubling, and the American people deserve better.
Wow, she hit him hard there.
I mean,
one punch after another. That was just a tremendous volley of punches. First of all, triggering him with the word fired, his trademark, and then just going after him. You're a disgrace. She called him a disgrace at least twice. And then, you know, you did in fact lose. He hates being called a loser. And, you know, then saying what we all saw last night, that he doesn't have the temperament to be president.
Yeah.
And at the very least, he's confused, if not outright delusional, about reality. And so, you know, the agility and the deftness with which she attacked him there was just brilliant.
Yeah, so good. And she talks about the world leaders. And, you know, this campaign, Harris and Biden, obviously over the course of the Harris or the Biden and then into the Harris campaign, the Hamas-Israel war. And she approached this as well. And I'm wondering, you know, a lot of those folks that were the, you know, undecided voters, you know, the folks that were protesting because of course, very serious issues going on here. She addressed it. And I think to your point, Jess, balanced, compassionate, and coherent. Let's hear what the vice president had to say about that.
Well, let's understand how we got here. On October 7, Hamas, a terrorist organization, slaughtered 1,200 Israelis, many of them young people who were simply attending a concert. Women were horribly raped. And so absolutely, I said then, I say now, Israel has a right to defend itself. We would. And how it does so matters, because it is also true, far too many innocent Palestinians have been killed. Children, mothers. What we know is that this war must end. It must end immediately. And the way it will end is we need a ceasefire deal and we need the hostages out. And so we will continue to work around the clock on that. Work around the clock, also understanding that we must chart a course for a two-state solution. And in that solution, there must be security for the Israeli people and Israel, and in equal measure for the Palestinians. But the one thing I will assure you always, I will always give Israel the ability to defend itself, in particular as it relates to Iran and any threat that Iran and its proxies pose to Israel. But we must have a two-state solution where we can rebuild Gaza, where the Palestinians have security, self-determination, and the dignity they so rightly deserve.
Really a perfect answer, I thought. I mean, she rightfully denounced Hamas for that horrific attack.
Yeah.
And then she sympathized with the innocent victims in Gaza. And then she talked about a two-state solution, which we absolutely need. So I don't think she could have handled that any better.
And certainly you hear the complaints of, well, we need details on the policy. Yeah, I mean, the devil's certainly in the details. But if you don't agree on the top line issues, if you can't mm-hmm. articulate what the overall strategy should be, you got to start there. And then, you know, what's Trump's, you know, response to this? What he's going to have, Jared's going to go develop, you know, some of the land. I think some good spots over there, guys, to put some hotels up or something. You know, it's just an entirely different approach. And again, a very difficult ongoing topic. I mean, we've been talking about Middle East since I've been born.
Right.
It's still there. It's still to be addressed. And I thought she at least responded in an articulate, artful way to address, as you mentioned, the horrific attack. And because two things can be true.
Many, many things can be true at the same time.
Yes.
This is an extraordinarily complex geopolitical issue that has decades and decades and decades of history. And she managed to give this balanced response
yeah.
that acknowledged pain and suffering and loss on all sides and said, okay, let's move forward. Let's build.
Yeah. And Hamas committed a horrible war crime. Netanyahu's committed war crimes. Collective punishment's a war crime.
Yeah.
No one's lily white in this thing. And the war's got to end immediately, as she said, properly said. And what did Trump say? He'll make a call and end it you know, tomorrow? He's got that kind of power?
Oh, he posed the same question. Do you want to hear what he had to say?
Yes, Lord. Please, Jess.
All right, let's go.
Kill me
President
now.
President Trump, how would you negotiate with Netanyahu and also Hamas in order to get the hostages out and prevent the killing of more innocent civilians in Gaza?
If I were president, it would have never started. If I were president, Russia would have never, ever,
Russia?
I know Putin
Where
very well,
Where?
He would have never,
what?
And there was no threat of it either, by the way, for 4 years, have gone into Ukraine and killed millions of people when you add it up, far worse than people understand what's going on over there.
Where are we?
I'm not
but
sure.
But when she mentions about Israel,
somewhere.
All of a sudden, she hates Israel. Ugh. She wouldn't even meet with Netanyahu when he went to Congress to make a very important speech. She refused to be there because she was at a sorority party of hers. She wanted to go to the sorority party.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
She hates Israel. If she's president, I believe that Israel will not exist within 2 years from now. And I've been pretty good at predictions, and I hope I'm wrong about that one. She hates Israel. At the same time, in her own way, she hates the Arab population.
She hates everybody.
Because the whole place is
going
to get blown up.
The whole
Arabs,
place.
Jewish people, Israel. Israel will be gone.
God.
It would have never happened. Iran was broke under Donald Trump.
No, another tangent.
Now Iran has $300 billion because they took off
He's
all the sanctions
that
I
knows
had.
The names
Iran
of.
Had no money for Hamas or Hezbollah or any of the 28 different spheres of terror. And
spheres of
spheres
terror.
Of terror.
My new band.
Horrible terror.
Spheres
they had no
of
money.
Terror.
It was a big story, and you know it. You covered it very well, actually. They had no money for terror. They were broke.
So, Donald
now
Trump,
they're
how
a rich nation.
Going to
and
negotiate?
Now what they're doing is they're really spreading that money around. Look at what's happening
at
with
what's
the
happening.
Houthis and Yemen. Look at what's going on in the Middle East. This would have never happened. I will get that settled and fast, and I'll get the war with Ukraine and Russia ended. If I'm president-elect, I'll get it done before even becoming president.
That would be illegal, by the way.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. Wow. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm convinced. I mean, I think this is the kind of guy. It never would have happened if I had been president. That's not an answer.
That's not an answer.
That's not
it is. So now,
I mean,
what?
It's a response. Is that an answer? Is that an answer? So what? We're going in the back time machine, the spheres of Terra. Was it the Logan Act? What, are you not supposed to negotiate with foreign countries before you're...
Yeah, you can't do that. That's illegal.
So, but, I mean, I think compare those answers to your point, Justin. Thank you for playing that. I think, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, 855-752-4842. I think Kamala Harris's answers were better in that regard. Now, we do have a couple impatient callers. Be patient. I want to jump around a little bit here, if you would, Jess. We're talking about the foreign policy. So let's play number five from Harris about Putin. What would Putin be if Trump were president?
Putin would be sitting in Kyiv with his eyes on the rest of Europe, starting with Poland. And why don't you tell the 800,000 Polish Americans right here in Pennsylvania how quickly you would give up for the sake of favor and what you think is a friendship with what is known to be a dictator who would eat you for lunch.
Oh,
eat you for lunch.
Wow.
That was a punch. And also very artfully going after those Pennsylvania Polish Americans.
Yes.
She knew where she was.
And you don't have to look too far in history. And I know Trump doesn't read a lot of books, but, you know, that part of the world has had lots of troubles over the years, Matt. And I think people are very sensitive to that. We're talking about, and what is Donald Trump's act? Oh, I'm just going to pick up the phone and call Putin. What? You're going to limit arms to Ukraine? Because he could not answer. He could not answer. I don't know if we have the actual clips, but he was asked, Donald Trump, do you want Ukraine to win this war?
You know, I've got a little, I got to say, I'm not a big fan of the Biden-Harris-Ukraine policy.
Sure.
Because I think there needs to be a negotiated solution. And the sooner the better. Because the only way wars end is either you totally annihilate your enemy or you negotiate.
Right.
And Ukraine cannot win this war against Russia. And Russia does have nuclear weapons that Trump alluded to. This is the only thing Trump said on the only subject that he made any sense to me. I don't totally agree with his position on Ukraine, which is basically give Putin whatever the hell he wants.
Well, right, that's not an answer.
That's not an answer at all. But I do think the United States should use his leverage with Ukraine to get Ukraine to the bargaining table, because we need a negotiated solution there, too.
855-752-4842. Let's get to some of our very super awesome patient callers. Looks like Greg from Waukesha, you are first. Welcome, Greg. What do you got for us?
So let me get this straight, right? Tara is this girl who Donald Trump met at this sorority party that Kamala was at. Okay, good. You know, it infuriates me that Trump would say, like, part of me wants to say, is he that out of touch? Is Muppet Trump that out of touch with, you know, things?
Yes.
The whole turning black thing, that as a disabled person, as a totally blind person, I didn't get up one day and just decide, oh, I'm going to turn blind today. And a person who is LGBTQ didn't decide that they were going to be LGBTQ today. And it just shows you how unqualified Trump is to talk about an issue like race relations or relations with anybody, including Tara, in this society, you know? It just infuriates me, you guys. And as, you know, a marginalized person, I don't know. I don't even have words.
No, but you do have words, and we appreciate them, man. I get your point. And certainly Donald Trump is no fan of any marginalized person. If you are not like Donald Trump, he does not care about you.
The guy doesn't have an ounce of empathy or morality in his body.
No, I mean, the narcissist personality that he is it's so very evident. And I always think, like, oh, you can't, you know, put people in that box. I don't know. I mean, Donald Trump is that, and he is all those things. He's super insecure. Deep down, he knows he's a narcissist. He'll say anything at any time to think if he get him out of a box, or I don't care. He doesn't care. When he tells you he doesn't care, I don't care. Well, you should believe him.
I mean look up pathological narcissism in any textbook.
He checks all the boxes.
It's a picture.
There will be in the next volume for sure.
Oh, damn. Matt Rothschild, my guest for one more segment. Just on the board, getting the phones. We're going to get to you at 855-752-4842. We'll peruse the sound, see if there's any cherries left on top. Come back with us. One final segment.
She doesn't have a plan. Take a look at her plan. She doesn't have a plan.
Eat you for lunch.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for matinee on air.
It's our Fox River Day is on September 21st. Enjoy special events to celebrate, protect, and restore the health of the Fox River, including shoreline yoga, a flower blessing ceremony, art and music making, a kayak workshop, and then enjoy dancing, eating, socializing, and of course, beer at the Oktoberfest event starting at noon. You can also participate in Das Bags tournament, watch a blacksmith demonstration, or watch the Mass Krugstemmenstein holding competition. For more information and tickets, visit friendsofthefoxriver.org.
The stars of Bruce City Wrestling are back at the Waukesha Elks Lodge. 2301 Springdale Road, Saturday, September 14th for Fall Frenzy. Don't miss the BCW Women's Title Grudge Matches. Rookie sensation Story Denali challenges Raven Radix. The Apex athlete CJ Cole will put the BCW Heritage title on the line against Yeti Henderson in an electrifying rematch. And the Ace of Diamonds, Mab Boom, returns to face off with the one-man riot squad Gutter Wicks. Cards up to change. Tickets on sale right now at BruceCityWrestling.com. Doors open at 6:45. Saturday, September 14th, Fall Frenzy. Be there!
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 855-752-4842. The band Dies Someday. Not dead yet. That's Casper's band. Thank you, Casper, for allowing me to play that fine music on this fine show. We're going to let Kamala Harris have the last word today. We're going to get to your phone calls, but I'm going to call an audible here. Real quick, I want to hear what Kamala Harris had to say about her economic plan. Apparently, you know, lots of Nobel laureates said her plan is superior to Donald's. He's not going to like that. Let's play that one, please, Jess.
The best economists in our country, if not the world, have reviewed our relative plans for the future of America. What Goldman Sachs has said is that Donald Trump's plan would make the economy worse. Mine would strengthen the economy. What the Wharton School has said is Donald Trump's plan would actually explode the deficit. 16 Nobel laureates have described his economic plan as something that would increase inflation and by the middle of next year would invite a recession.
Okay, well, there we go. I mean, I think that pretty much settles it, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah. And he had a hard time responding. Yeah. I mean, she did trigger him on the Wharton school because he went to Wharton and he had to tell everybody he went to Wharton.
I went to Wharton.
That East Coast snobbery came right out of him.
He can't help himself. Oh, the fact that you went there. Because he can't say, well, that's a bunch of hacks, because he went there.
Right.
You know what I mean? He has no comeback for that because I went there. It must be a great school.
I went there. And, they,
and those folks at that great school say, your plan sucks. 855-752-4842. Speed round. Then we're going to get to VP Harris's final statements. Annie from Watertown, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Something that I really, whenever I bring it up, people seem to accuse me of justifying Hamas's terrible actions, whatever. But I do believe that Donald Trump's actions, moving the embassy to Jerusalem and the lack of coverage on the protests and the violence against the protesters that day, it really goes sort of unnoticed, his part in not making peace, but just adding a little bit more fuel to the fire.
Yeah, moving the embassy to what?
Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. I mean, Annie's absolutely right. I mean, Trump, when he was in power, was playing to the far right in Israel. Mm-hmm. Netanyahu and even people further to the right than Netanyahu, if you can believe that.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Annie. 855-752-4842. Carol from Madison. You're up, Carol. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi. I want to talk about when she triggered him with commenting about crowd size. That was a beautiful moment. But I'm concerned about one thing.
What's that?
I went to the Milwaukee rally with a couple of friends, and we had to drive ourselves there. Were the buses for the illegal immigrants? I haven't gotten my check yet. Do I need to go to Antifa headquarters, or will they mail it to me? I'm really confused.
Carol, you and me both. Oh, well done. And watch out for the pets, of course. You know, we gotta, we didn't do the pets. We have the pets.
Yeah.
We have a pet cut.
Yeah, let's do the short one.
All right, real quick. Let's do the pets, and then we'll get to the calls, 855-752-4842, and we will let Vice President Harris have the final word today. No pets, can't find it. I think cut number 16. Let's do cut 16.
I can't find it. Just give me a second.
Okay.
Go to something else.
Okay.
No, I do. I want to tell people, you know, yesterday, I spent much of yesterday putting yard signs in my neighborhood because I have there are Trump signs and Trump flags in my neighborhood too.
Yep.
Just south of Madison. So if you want a Kamala Harris sign, go to KamalaHarris.com.
Ooh, excellent.
Or call your county Democratic headquarters.
Do it. Make it so. Jess?
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
They're eating the pets.
They're eating. You imagine if you just tuned in at that moment, like, hey, I'm just flipping through. And, you know, because even as a political type and at a party where people are watching this thing, there's still banter going on back and forth. You know, we're doing other things. If you just happen to pay attention at that point, you're thinking, oh, my God, of course, that's not true. So it's another imagery of you know, the animals that are coming to our country and killing our animals, the racist baiting of Donald Trump. But we do want to give Vice President Harris the last word. If you would please, just let's hear it.
So I think you've heard tonight two very different visions for our country. One that is focused on the future and the other that is focused on the past and an attempt to take us backward. But we're not going back. And I do believe that the American people know we all have so much more in common than what separates us. And we can chart a new way forward. And a vision of that includes having a plan, understanding the aspirations, the dreams, the hopes, the ambition of the American people, which is why I intend to create an opportunity economy, investing in small businesses, in new families, in what we can do around protecting seniors, what we can do that is about giving hardworking folks a break and bringing down the cost of living. I believe in what we can do together that is about sustaining America's standing in the world and ensuring that we have the respect that we so rightly deserve, including respecting our military and ensuring we have the most lethal fighting force in the world. I will be a president that will protect our fundamental rights and freedoms, including the right of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government tell her what to do. I'll tell you, I started my career as a prosecutor. I was a DA, I was an attorney general, a United States senator, and now vice president. I've only had one client, the people. And I'll tell you, as a prosecutor, I never asked a victim or a witness, are you a Republican or a Democrat? The only thing I ever ask them, are you okay? And that's the kind of president we need right now. Someone who cares about you and is not putting themselves first. I intend to be a president for all Americans and focus on what we can do over the next 10 and 20 years to build back up our country by investing right now in you, the American people.
Matt Rothschild, final words.
Well, that was just a beautiful summation of her campaign. She presented a positive vision, a way forward beyond the divisiveness. She encouraged everyone basically to come on board who agrees that you don't want to go back to that division that Trump sows every time he opens his mouth.
Any final words, Jess?
I'll have more tomorrow.
Thank you, Jess, for all the hard work cutting that sound. Thank you, Matt Rothschild. Thank you, Maggie Dawn. Thank you, Dr. Harvey K. I believe Earl Ingram Jr. going to join me tomorrow. Make sure you come along as well. Pete Schwabble and Nightlight coming up next. Thanks for listening.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, a familiar voice on our Women Win Wisconsin segment powered by Motherhood for Good, our friend and congressional candidate, Dr. Kristen Lierley.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.